Blog Talk Radio.
Hey girls, and what up dudes? This is your girl Princess with another True Teal Hurt Radio show. Today I have the honor and privilege to chat it up with actor Tanya Jackson. She has not just graced our television sets with shows like Greenleaf, Meet the Browns, Let's Stay Together, Atlanta, and many more, but she's also been on stages all over. I met her in 2009 at a Kenny Leon production where she shared just a little bit of her testimony, but I thank God for divine connection because today she's back with me here, 2016, to share a little bit of her testimony so that we can see that truth heals hurt. You know how we do it here. Text, tweet, Facebook, somebody, tell them that we're on and that the truth will set us free. So if you'll tune in, you'll see how dreams do come true. We're acting real. Hello, 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 everybody. It is such an honor and a privilege to be on the phone today, able to share another Truth Heals Hurt moment or life story with you. Today I have Tanya that has joined me, and I met Tanya, she might not remember this, in 2009, and I went to go see a play with a friend, Margot Mora, and as we were riding over there, Margot kept sharing with me about Tanya. She kept talking about Tanya. And I'm telling you, by the time I got to the theater, I was like, okay, who's Tanya? Who's Tanya? Who's Tanya? I want to meet Tanya. So when I met Tanya, I was a little nervous because she was getting ready to go on stage. And it was so funny because we only had a few minutes. And so she was so down to earth quickly. And immediately I realized, oh, I'm going to enjoy this play now. I now can tap into somebody. Y'all, let me tell you something. She was fabulous. Tanya, I have you your line open now. And, again, I can't say thank you enough for you taking out your time. I know it's very limited because you have a million things going on. But thank you so much for joining us here at Truth Heals Hurt.
Absolutely. Thank you. I feel blessed and honored and privileged and humbled by the fact that you would call on me. Like, you know, it's always God's grace and mercy, right? Because no one has to do that. No one has to be touched by your story. God, you know, could make it any kind of way. But I'm just so grateful that God gave me a voice, God gave me talent, that God allowed me to touch people's lives. I'm not confused about who I am and whose I am and where my talent comes from. And when I'm called to serve, I serve.
Yes, and you do an awesome job. I'm serious. I mean, you go places. I was just fascinated. And I've always had a fascination with plays. You know, we talked about that for a little while back then. But I've always been a writer of plays, and I kept having these dreams. But let me tell you something. Girl, that day, as Margot was sharing your story, can you take me back a little bit to before you got back into the thing that you love to do? Like, did you ever get off track? And I want you to tell the story. I don't want to tell what I heard from somebody. So did you get off track at any point before you got to this point where you are now?
Yes, absolutely. I think that what happened for me is that as a young artist, I was blessed that I was able to work on stages. Back to back. Like, I've rarely had any moments where I was not working on stage. I'm a theater baby, you know. So I started more in the theater community. I did all theaters, all regional theaters, but I mostly was a part of the, you know, the tail end of the Black theater movement. So I was able to do August Wilson and Itazaki and, you know, all of those amazing playwrights. So I was constantly working, which is great. But the part for me that veered me off track was that once I had downtime or free time, I didn't know what to do with that time. And there was a lot of times where I was working, but I was broken. Like, I thought that my whole identity was the work. Like, there was no Tanya Jackson was just my name and just this body, but the work was what I thought made me breathe. Like, that's all that I was. I like to say that I was a human doing at the time. And so what happened was, with my brokenness and with all the stuff that I had gone through in my life, I veered off track. Now, I never stopped working. This is the crazy thing, is that I never, ever stopped working. I didn't really burn bridges. I don't think, maybe a few. But, you know, I got into a darker part of life. So I lived two lives. I had my professional life, and then I had my street life. Which was, I have no idea to this day how I was able to do that. I just don't know how I did it. Because it was like I had all these masks on. Like, I didn't show up for life. I showed up just enough to do what I had to do in order to get to the other part. And then at some point in my life, the darkness started to take over. Like, it became bigger than all of the other stuff I did. Now, I'll double back a little bit and say, no, I didn't burn any bridges. And, yes, I was able to work, but I wasn't healthy. And there are opportunities that were, I won't say handed to me, because I really had to work hard for everything that I've gotten. But I think that there are opportunities and doors that were clearly open for me that I could have walked through. But because of what I was going through in my personal life, which was very dark and not good, I was not able to go through those doors that i.e. would have made me a household name. I'm grateful for the work that I have, but I'm extremely clear about who I would be today if I wouldn't have gotten caught up, you know, doing street stuff and all of that. I'm extremely clear. Yes. I know the people who called me. I know the shows I would have been on. I knew exactly who I would have been had it not been for that. Now, God gave me two lives in one lifetime, because I got my life together. It's been 10 years now. I've been on the straight and narrow. And I cannot tell you, like, I don't even, sometimes I have to pull my car over and I have to cry, because I cannot believe that all of the things that I've gone through, that God spared me, that God protected me, that God picked me up and allowed me to brush myself off, get myself together, and move forward and still have a career where I work with some fascinating young artists that I coach. I also teach a middle school in an area that is not as, I don't know, good as good to me, but I'm saying people will call it a particular kind of area. Oh. But I get to work with these middle schoolers in a drama program that I help, you know, build, and watching them grow. I still act. I still get to do film and TV, and I'm just floored, you know, by how my life is. This is the best life that I've ever had.
Wow. I know. I see, you know, I try to stay up. I sent you a friend request. I'm like, I want to keep up, you know, and the reason why I'm so fascinated, I have some actors I love to watch, you know, but I'm so fascinated because I got a chance to meet you and to see God's glory on your life and to see how awesome God is. I mean, it's just, I can't, and I'm not making this up, I can't explain. Like, I want to tell people, I know her, and I want to, like, say, listen, and I'm not like that. What's so funny is I have worked with some celebrities. Actually, at a church that I was at, you know, like, I got a chance to talk to a lot of celebrities, but I'm not as fascinated, I'm telling you, because there are some people you meet and you don't know their life story, and so you just be like, hey, I met this person today and I take some pictures, you know what I'm saying, and I'm fascinated, right, and I put in my book. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to you, I am not lying, when ever since I saw you on that stage after, you know, you were sharing a little bit of your story, and you had to do it kind of quick, and you was like, yeah, child. You were just so down. You was like, but God is able. And then I was like, okay, all right. I sat down in that chair, and I was like, I'm serious. You make me feel like a princess. Every dream that in life can come true. Yes, it can.
And I remember.
And that's how I feel.
And it's funny. Right, and it's funny that you say that, because I remember that. I remember being backstage, and I remember you talking about your story, and I remember you talking about wanting to write, and I remember you saying that we were going to stay together, and, you know, we were going to continue to stay connected. I remember all of that. You were so beautiful to me. That's the thing that I remember the most, like, my God, she's so pretty. Like, you were talking, I was looking like, this is such a pretty girl. You know what I mean? And I mean, I'm probably, I don't know how much older I am to you, but I just always, because I'm an old soul and I've been through so much in my life, that it seems like I'm older than everybody. And so, and I'm really not, but it's just like I've been through so much and I've had to grow up so fast. And so I don't mean to call you a girl. It's clear that you're a woman. But that's the thing that I was thinking.
I am not. This is a girlfriend show. And then I remember, do you, I can't remember Carrie's last name. But he was like, oh, I know Tanya. And I'm like, you don't know Tanya. You didn't share with me about Tanya. You shared with me about these other people on the stage. You did not share with me. Because he's the one that introduced me to coming over. I said, you didn't say anything about Tanya. And then he was like, well, you know, she's in the Actors Guild, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's not what I'm talking about. You don't even know her story. You don't know her.
Right.
And then, like, I got offended like we were friends. You know, like, I only had the one encounter. I got offended. I was like, you don't even know her. But the reason why I wanted you on the show today is because I'm telling you, there are so many of us that are out here. We think that God has forgotten us, or we think that in the midst of it, we've given up on our dreams. I see actually one of my callers who has just felt like she's not going to have that opportunity to be, you know, who God called her to be. And I'm telling you, every time I try to share the story, I don't even know what all you did, Tanya, to go in your dark side, to be honest with you. I just be like, let me, I don't even. I didn't make up nothing. I was just like her. I'm telling you, she went through a whole lot. You know, like, and then, so what are some, were you into drugs? Tell me something that you would, so I can help some, the person that I'm talking about right now. I'm only focused on one person.
Yes, I did that. I was, yes. Yes, and then I was hooked up with some people that were not good for me. But that's because I had, like, you know, people talk about low self-esteem. I had no self-esteem. Like, there was no esteem in it. You know, and it's weird because people go, how, what? You were changing lives. Like, you were on major stages, and, like, you would just get up there and play. And I was like, I don't know. I just know that everything that I did was that part of me, because I have the soul of an artist, and I was born for this. Like, it's not just a cliche. It's not something that, you know what I'm saying, that I just say, like, people will say that. Really, it is, because it's just, like, it was so natural. The first time I walked across the stage, it was like I was supposed to be there. It was no nerve. It was nothing. I loved being on stage more than life. So real life is what I did not like life, because so much was going on in my life with childhood and then growing up and then men and all this. And men, that was another thing. Oh, Lord. That's a whole nother cup of coffee. But I think it was that broken relationships, drugs, all of that stuff. All of that. You know, and then it just got really bad. It just got really, really, really bad to the point that I had to stop working. No, I didn't have to. I stopped working for a year in order to get myself together. And then I came to it. I had been all over the country, but I came to Atlanta because I wanted to be somewhere where I didn't know anybody at all. Not one thing. I knew no one, not one soul, not even anybody. And I had $200 in a suitcase after going to another different place, cleaning myself up. And I made a life for myself here. So when you met me, I was pretty new to Atlanta. I just knew that I had a toolbox full of acting skills. And so I found the theater companies that I wanted to work at, and people started to let me perform on their stages. That's I've always kind of been a gypsy, though. I've always kind of, and I'm sort of fearless in a way. It's like, look, if I go over here, either I'm going to die or live. You know, it's just like, I just have to do it. And so I would say to anybody who thinks that they can't or won't or whatever, if you, I don't like to do cliches and all those little sayings, but I know for my life, if you work hard, if you have a foundation, if you connect with the right people, if you stay focused, if you do all the things that you need to do, the doors will open. Now, it might not look the way that you want it to look, but it will happen. God will show you other things. Like, I knew my passion was working with people and working with youth and also acting, so God gave me a classroom. I'm not a teacher. And I have a full, I teach at a charter, I have a classroom, three classes with 75, like, and they're looking at me, and not only do I teach them drama skills, but I teach them life lessons. I'm looking at them, they're looking at me, I'm like, look, we are, you know what I mean? And then I coach people and I act, so I'm able to do all the things that I love.
Yes, Isn't that awesome how God brings that together? Like I would rather have you as a teacher, because I wouldn't want just a drama teacher. Like, I had just drama teachers, and I'm not meaning any disrespect to them, but when you have life and you can tell me the real stuff, see, I'm that type of child. I'm that type of person. But
right.
Look, let me tell you this, how awesome God is, so I'm sitting on my couch and, you know, like I said, my family knows I met a lot of people. So I'm jumping up all around the room because I'm looking at Meet the Browns. And I see, when they open up that door, Tanya, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, oh. And then, look, I was like, she was doing plays. She was just doing plays.
Yeah.
Like, girl,
yeah.
Everybody in the house, like, what has happened to your crazy
yeah.
self? Like, what has happened?
Yeah, and that was just about making a decision. Like, I made a decision because I don't know. I mean, normally I do like two or three plays a year, but I made a decision that this year that if I don't do any, I'm good. I want to focus on film, TV, my drama coaching, and my teaching. And God has, I've been auditioning for several main shows that are coming up, and I'm getting closer to that mark. I think that you have to be very clear and very specific. Because sometimes we're not specific. We're like, oh, I just want to do that. But what exactly is it? I'm talking about down to the button on the shirt.
Amen.
Like, extremely
mm-hmm.
specific. I want to be on this
mm-hmm.
show doing this at this time with these people, da-da-da-da. You know, you have to be specific, and God will begin to line up those situations.
Yes.
And you won't even,
yes.
You'll be like, okay, now see, this is a whole lie. I cannot believe that I'm sitting in this room at this time with these people.
I'm telling you. Yes. Because I said what I was going to do, and I'm telling you, you contribute a lot to that. I'm telling you. I thank God for your spirit. I thank God for you being transparent. I pray you never change, because I'm telling you, I am doing a lot of the things today that I'm doing because of that one encounter that God allowed me to have with you. And I don't say this to a lot of people, but I say, if I have any celebrities on my show, I want the first one to be Tanya Jackson. And the reason why is because you were so transparent and you were so easy and approachable. And that's what I think is wrong with a lot of people. We forget sometimes what we had to go through. And so when you ask questions to people, I think the person after that I met that was like that was Tamela Mann. She was like that. She just was straight up and real. She was like, honey, pass me some lemon, you know, like regular. And
yeah, she was. She's
know,
wonderful when I was on set with her. She's very wonderful.
Yes,
she's very wonderful.
Yes, and she didn't care. You know, she was just like, whatever. And then, look, she was like, sit down right here. And I told her about my husband. She was like, bring him in here. What are you out there for? I was like, because I'm working. Like, working. And I'm supposed to take care of you. And she was like, well he can't come in here because you're working? And so when you meet people like that, though, that share their testimonies, you realize that. So I started saying, I don't have a limit. I don't have limits. I can try. I can do. When I saw you on TV, I'm serious. I was like, oh, I don't have limits anymore. I can do whatever
no.
I want to. And I don't have to wait on people to make opportunities for me. I'm going to go after whatever it is that I want to. So then I start writing books, and then I start, you know, if anybody, my friends know, I'm just leaping. And so I said, one day, now I have claimed this, one day I'm going to be beside you on somebody's show. I don't know who I'm going to be, the country cousin or somebody. But
right.
I said, I'm going to be next to you, and I'm going to be doing something. So that way, then that will fulfill my whole mission about that.
And you
so
just
that's
have to
why,
be, right, and be specific. Like, just talk
yes,
about that. You said on somebody's show. You can't do that like that. You have to be specific. And it doesn't necessarily mean, like you're saying, oh, I'm going to be on the Quad, or oh, I'm going to be on Underground, or oh, I'm going to be on Queen Sugar. But you can. But you have to know what kind of genre. So therefore, you could start lining yourself up, knowing who the casting directors are, knowing who books, where is this shot at, lining yourself up with those places, like with those people. And a lot of times, I'm gonna digress a second. You talked about people like celebrities being a certain type of way. A lot of those celebrities I know, and I know personally. And sometimes what happens is they may not want to be that way, but because it's a business, you have to be
yeah.
careful sometimes at some of the things yeah. that you say.
Yeah, that's
right. Because
it's
a brand. It's a brand. And your publicist or your people or certain kind of things may tell you don't say this or don't do that, or it might hurt your brand, or depending on what show they're on. Like, a lot of them I know, so they can't do and say certain things that they were able to do before.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and okay, not all of them. Okay. Some of them are just not nice. But some are nice, but they got to be careful because it's a business. And we forget about that. And it's about branding, and it's about who you're connected to. So you got to be careful.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what? That is so true. That's another thing I had to learn because David was the one that shared that side of it. Like, you got to protect yourself. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to, yeah. So you're telling the truth. So for the things to come, I know you're going to do great things. I know you're going to do amazing things. What else is on your list of I'm going to do? Because you're the I'm going to do person. So what are you going to do?
Well, right now, what I am doing is I am making sure it's pilot season right now. So I'm making sure that my agency and my people, you know, are putting me in the right position for the right projects because I have a particular thing that I want to do. And so I'm staying in that lane. So I've been auditioning for major things because this is what I'm going for. I'm going more for film and TV now. So I'm making sure I'm recurring or either principal or starring or co-starring in projects that are uplifting. That's my goal right now. And so I'm positioning myself for that. And also I'm helping to train young artists. So, you know, sometimes I feel like there is a mediocre or a lack of integrity in some of the work that people think that, and I don't want to offend anybody, but people think you could stand up there, take a picture on whatever kind of social media it is, and you're going to get famous because of that. Now, some people may, but it takes hard work. So what I'm doing now is I'm training young artists to not get away from the work, to have integrity, to learn how to create their own brand, to know that, back to what you were saying, it's a must that you create work for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a must. You know, it's not even something that you can just be like, oh, well, I'm going to create. No, you better try to figure out how to sell that thing because nobody is just going to give you a handout. So I'm training young women who are in the business and who want to take their stuff to another level, but they're stuck. And so I'm training them and then the young artists and also positioning myself for major TV and film roles. I just had a major audition the other day. I don't know what's going to happen. God be the glory. But those are the kind of things that I'm doing. So what I can say to you is I don't know what I'm going to show up on, but I'm going to show up. That's all I can say.
Yes. Amen. Well, no, that's what I need. See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all, that's who I met in 2009. Now, she wasn't as forceful now, I'm telling you, but she's still like that. She was like, we're getting ready to do this. Let's go. And so it's like, all right. Yeah. And even then when I was telling her about the play, she was like, just let me know. You just let me know what you want to do. And I'm like, she don't even know me like this. But I'm telling you, you got to surround yourself with people who are go-getters, who don't have this fear. Like she said, Tanya, I'm serious. If you talk to Tanya, you'll see what I'm talking about. I guess because she's experienced so much, she's just like, honey, let's take this chance. Like let's do this. And so you got to surround yourself. So I hope y'all got some of that out of there. Now, she has to get ready to go. It is now 4:23. So if you have a question, I need you to press 1 now. If you have a question for her, if you are on Facebook and you're trying to ask questions that way, now is your opportunity. I wanted to make sure you all had the time because she has to go. That's one thing about being out here and getting it done. You got to do a lot of stuff yourself, and your time is very valuable, so I want to respect that. So if you have a question for Tanya, press 1 at this time. Okay, I have one question coming online, and the question was, were you always fearless, or did something happen to get you that way? Sorry.
I'm going to say this. The women who raised me said that I've always been like that. Even from what I don't, you know, the women who raised me said I've always been that way, but I remember that I became totally fearless. I think about, you know, I think I'm going to say yes. I've always been, even insecure, even in my worst, I've always been fearless. Yes. Yes. I always just go for it. I just go for it. Now, there was times where I didn't go for it because I was blocking myself, but it wasn't so much that I was scared. It's that I was broken. I was just broken.
Right.
I was in a bad place. But, just a bad place. And when you can't pick yourself up off the floor, then you can't.
Right.
possibly do anything. You know what I mean? But I'm going to say pretty much yes. 100% of the time, no, I'll say, but I've always been in the 80-85 mark of fearless, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, that's good. Shoot. Some of us were on the other side, so that's good. Caller 2147, if your last digits are 2147. I don't like to call out your whole number. So 2147, you're on. Your line is open for your question.
Okay. I know you said that you've always been a fearless person, but when fear do creep in your mind, how do you get over it?
How I get over it, honestly, is that I get still and I get quiet and me and God, we go at it. I mean, you know, I am honest. And also I have a network. I have a circle of women and people that I go to. I have no problem. And you can ask any of them calling their phone and letting them know what's going on with me. Princess talked about me being transparent. I am. When something's going on with me, I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. I'm going to let you know what's going on with me. So I talk about it, I write about it, I pray about it, I cry about it, I read about it, and I just get on the other side. And I always remember where I came from. I always look at what God has brought me through. Those moments when I thought that I was not going to make it, God will put in my mind and in my spirit, remember that day or that year or that month when you were there, and look where you are today. I never forget. I never forget. I play the tape all the way through, and I go, you know what? I did make it through that. So if I can make it through that, this little moment of fear is nothing. Let me figure out how to pull myself together and put on some cute clothes and beat my face and walk on out the door and act like I had to. And act like I'm a child of the Most High. And I let the fear inform me. I walk toward it instead of away from it. I walk toward it. And if I can't, I have people, like I said, that will walk with me, that will hold me up. Well, even when God will send those arms that literally will come get me and help me get through.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. Okay, you have a comment from somebody because keep doing what you're doing. It motivates other black women to see black women going hard and continuing to grind. Continued success to you.
Thank you. God bless you. Absolutely. Thank you. That means so much to me. I'm trying so hard not to cry. You didn't tell the people that I was emotional. I'm so emotional, it's ridiculous. But
no,
I'm getting better.
She's tough, but she's good. She'll get you right quick now. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. But it's amazing. before we go, 427, if there's anything that you want to say to us before you go, because I know you have to go now, I'm going to let you all ask the questions once Tanya hangs up. If you have something you want to ask, talk about, or whatever, because we have just a few more minutes after this. And
exactly.
If there are any more questions, I will direct them to her and then, you know, reply back to y'all. Y'all know how we do when people have to go. Do you have any final words for us before you go, Tanya?
Okay, I'm going to try not to get emotional. You know how I do. Okay.
Yeah.
What I want to say is that God is able.
Mm-hmm.
If God, my life, and put me where I am today. And I'm just talking about health and strength and positivity and all of that. If he can do what he did with a sinner and a broken and just I don't even know the words. You can fill in the blank. With someone like me, he could do it for anybody, right?
Mm.
Cancer
mm-hmm.
is not real. Feelings are not fact, but it's a fact that we feel. What you put in your mind, be careful, because your mind, what you put in your head is what's going to grow. What you focus on grows. If you focus on negativity and what you cannot do, that's what's going to happen. If you focus on, yes, I can, you're going to make it happen. I don't care what you have to do. Do not stop. And the vision is not always linear. It's all kinds of different ways. God will get you there the way that you get there. You just have to trust in that. You just have to trust. Even on your darkest days, I promise you, trust in that. And he will guide you to whatever that path is. Now, all the time, like I said, it's not going to look the way that you think it's supposed to look. But if you believe, you will get there. I truly believe that with every part of my being, with every part, every single part of my being, I believe that.
Mm. Well, y'all heard it. We made it through without crying. We did that part. Tanya, you know I'm going to call you back. You know, I always have you have people on my show, and it gets so good, and the 30 minutes go so fast. And so I'm going to holler back at you next year so that way people can see your next level because I already know. Need to get ready.
It's coming.
Somewhere mid-year. I'm not stopping this time. See, you just helped me. You spoke into my spirit and pretty much a lot of other spirits that's on this telephone right now. So I'm going to give you an update later of who, you know, how many people we had on the call or whatever, and then I will also share the link with you for you to share or for you to even listen to later on, okay? But I love you. I thank you so much for your time. And the rest of you, hang for a moment. I love you, too.
Okay. And people can always get connected to me. You could connect people to me. I don't care. You know how I am. I'm open. I'm a vet. I do God what God tells me to do, period. I'm service. When God says help this person, then that's what I do. So however people want to connect, if they want to talk about the business or whatever they need to know about the business, I'm available for that. I really, really, really am. And you know that I'm not lying about that.
Yes. Thank you so much. Okay, I have thank you, Tony. I know you got to hang up.
If there's another question, I can take the question. And you know what else I wanted to say? I need to say this to people before I go. And also, I never want to, you know, if you're gonna be, and when you're going towards your goal, you're going to be tired all the time. Sleep is going to be,
tired.
So just say you're going to be tired all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, thank you for that confirmation because I'm like, oh, Lord. And then I still don't feel like I'm finishing what I need to finish. So you talking to me. She talking to somebody else, too. But that was for me. That was the Lord telling you to tell me that I'm not going to, you're not going to be resting right now. Okay,
you're going to be tired. I need sleep. I haven't slept since the 90s. So, you know, just to let you know that that's how this thing goes. You're going to be tired because you're going to be doing all kinds of different things. Tired all the time, but it's fine because you'll find a day or two somewhere in there you can rest. But just know this: that rest is not your friend. I'm sorry.
I got it. Thank you. So for those of you that are on the line now, Tanya has to go. Tanya, you hang up whenever you're ready. I'm not gonna disconnect your line. Y'all hang on 1 second. I just have a few announcements before we go. For those of you that are, like I said, I pray that this call has helped some of you. If you have questions for me, if you are fearful, if you want me to put you on my prayer list because you have some dreams that you're afraid to tap into, if you just feel like it's not happening, press 1 because I don't. Sometimes when we do the calls and, you know, people have questions and they are either fearful of asking the questions or they are scared to step out. Like, this is one of these times when I'm the type of person, I'm very close to what Tanya is like. I don't let people tell me no anymore. I make opportunities. I ask God to bless anything that he's given in me to do. So now I have several books out. Another one on the way. I know we just had one come out October the 18th, but there are a couple more on the way, and it's supposed to be this year. And so, yes, I'm tired. I'm doing this show because I feel like people need to know that God is still able, that God is working, that God is still in the blessing business. It doesn't matter what you messed up on. It doesn't matter where you are right now, what you're doing. I want you to know that dreams do come true. And these lies that people have told us for so very long, so long, it's a lie. I have somebody on the line. If your number ends in 0221, I'm opening up your line, 0221.
Hi, Princess. This is Juanita from Fayetteville, one of your old drama person.
Hey.
And And I have some dreams that I've always wanted to do, but like you said, of being fearful. I have some inventions that I wanted to invent. Also, I like to cook some different things I like to create. But like you said, being fearful or not knowing where to begin. Also, with the drummer, I like to act. So not only that, I know how to do all kinds of baby sounds, whatever, whatever. But it's like you said, it's just the fear of being able to know where to begin and to just step out into your faith. Also, I wanted to start like a women's ministry where myself, I was married for so many years, and within my marriage, there were times that I wanted to get out, but just didn't know how to get out because I relied on my husband's income. And I wanted to work with women to let them know that you can do it through God. All things are possible that you can do it. You don't have to rely on a man or people because for myself, I've been by myself as a single person taking care of my children for the last 4 years. And I never expect myself to be where I'm at this present time. But I know where God has brought me from, where he has me at now, that he will continue on to take me further. But, yes, like you said, I have a lot of things that, you know, how some people said, I am a one that has many talents, but we are not many gifts, not gifts, but how we have a lot of things that God has given us, but we are master at none of them. So my thing is I have a lot of things that God has blessed me to be able to do. I know how to do hair. I can cook, you know, sing, just different things. But so long that I've sat down and suppressed everything that I know how to do and not have really, really stepped out. So I'm trying to find out and tap into exactly what God wants me to do. And that's the thing of not knowing and how to be able to do it. So is there anything that you can give me to enlighten me on how to just step out? Of course, I have faith, but just knowing how to just push myself, like they say, just jump. And that's the thing of being fearful of failing or not knowing how to just fully jump. You know how to do it, but you don't fully just jump.
And I pray this helps more than just you. Even if it just helps you, though, I'm satisfied. But listen to me when I tell you this. The reason why a lot of us dibble and dabble in a whole lot of things is because we feared the first thing that God told us to do. And I need y'all to keep up with that, what I just said. I need you to say that to yourself. You feared the first thing that God told you to do, so you start trying to find ways to satisfy an appetite. And so what happened was if you were supposed to, like me, my dream was to be an actress. My dream was to go out there. But I kept listening to people's lies. I kept hearing people tell me that wasn't a real job. And, you know, that you got to have something to feed, you know, your family. And you're chasing the wind when you go out here. Listen to me. Then I started doing hair. Then I started trying to sing something. Then I started trying to learn, pick up my gift to dance. Then I started trying to do this and that. But my passion from the very beginning, what God gave me, what he put inside of me, was to write. But in my church would let me do smaller things, you know, like I did it was small to me. But they were big to the people. And that's another thing. The enemy will make us think that what we're doing is very little and you're not really doing what you've been set out to do. So all I'm going to say to you is this. Go back to the thing that you know is your passion. Go back to that first thing and go face it. Look at it and say, I'm going to do this no matter what. And the reason why I say that is because half of the time, if we were supposed to be cosmetologists and all this stuff, like most of the stuff you name and stuff that I did, whenever you have a creative mind, you can do a lot of creative things. And so what happens, like I said, is you start fearing. You start thinking that you will never be on TV. So then what I'll do now is I'll get in the choir. I will never. Then when you get in the choir, because that doesn't satisfy that appetite, then what you do then is you jump over to something else to try to satisfy the appetite. But let me tell you something. If you're hungry for steak, Burger King ain't going to work. Okay? So ain't no need of you. You're going to be riding around to McDonald's, Burger King, all that. Till you get that steak, if your appetite is for a steak, until you get the steak, you're going to keep being hungry. and you're going to keep looking for things to try to satisfy an appetite. But if you don't give it what it really wants, then you're going to be wasting a lot of time. And a lot of our lives are wasted because we fear. The enemy puts fear in us because that thing that we fear is most of our get-out-of-jail-free cards. Like, most of us would not be working in the corporate world because we would have had our own established career.
Mm-hmm.
We would have our own stuff. But because we feared it, we kept trying. So now we're sitting answering phones. We're doing things that we never imagined doing, and we're just trying to make ends meet now. But our appetite for whatever it is God put inside of us, we're still hungry. And that's sad. You see what I'm saying? You're starving yourself of your God-given talent. And so then what you do then is you wander around the world trying to figure out where you're supposed to. Like, at what point am I going to be satisfied? You're not going to be satisfied until you do exactly what God called you to do, and the enemy wants you to fear that. And so all I'm saying to you as your sister is stop it. Like, tell the devil he's a liar. Tell the devil that there is no stopping. I wanted a radio show. I didn't wait on somebody to call me from B103. I ain't waiting on Steve Harvey no more. I'm going to create my own. You see what I'm saying? If you want to have a television show, and you want to do a talk show, get you a camera, get your sofa, make sure your background is clean. Y'all know how we do. Get the children's socks up and move all that stuff. Put your little flower behind you and start recording. Start practicing the thing that you are asking God for, because I'm with Tanya on that now. You can't be asking God to do something for you that you're not already walking on the pathway to get to. You can't.
Right.
It's not right. You know what I'm saying? Because how does he, I mean, he's all-knowing, but how would it be that Princess is going to get this door open, but she ain't even showing that she even want to go in the door? You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody will know that I like doing radio talk shows or that I like interviewing people or talking to people if I never show that. Nobody can read our minds. So all I'm saying, sis, is go forth in Jesus' name and don't let it stop you. Don't. Do not. Okay, caller 2147. Did you have a question? I think sometimes it brings you all back to the queue. Caller 2147.
Okay.
Sheila, you there?
Yes, I'm talking right now. I know we talked earlier about being fearless. My dream was to always be a model and an actress, but my family was so rude and cruel to me. They were always telling me, "You're ugly. You're short. You can't be a model. You can't be an actress. You're not tall enough." And I think just over the years, I think they kind of pulled me down. And now I'm doing something I never thought I would be doing. I'm teaching pre-kinder, and I never thought I would be doing that. I'm asking God to show me what it is he would have me to do. But I know what I always wanted to do, but in the back of my mind, I can still hear the voice. Well, you're too short. You can't model. You're ugly. You're not going to be an actress. So how do I get over that and move forward?
What I do for that kind of stuff is I research, because we can only think of our brains are only open to what we see or what we have heard. I open up my brain to many opportunities. I get online, Sheila, and I Google stuff, and I see other people. I see handicapped people modeling. I put on Tanya's page where she's modeling for public. See, again, you can't limit yourself to what the runway. You can't limit God to a certain place. You say, "I want to be a model," but like Tanya said, you got to tell him the exact thing that you want. And okay, we're not foolish. We don't think, okay, Sheila going to grow overnight and become this tall person. But all models are not tall. These are lies that the enemy knew if we heard them, they would limit us or stop us or slow us down. Honey, Gary Coleman and all of them, you see them short people on the TV? You see them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. We look around us and see what we see. You get what I'm saying? I refuse to look around in my box. I refuse to look around in El Paso and think that's all God can do. I refuse to be in Atlanta on Cascade, thinking that's all I can get. No, ma'am. I get on Google now because Google will take me wherever I want to go, and I can see models of all shapes and sizes. You see what I'm saying? I can see even on my book covers. I design book covers. One lady told me one time that she had a desire to be a model. So I told her one day to send me a picture. She wasn't ready. I'm like, I need you to send me a picture. I got to make a book cover. Do you know that book covers travel around the world just like a magazine, just like, you know what I'm saying, like a flyer? Book covers travel because when you create these book covers, they're going, if they're being sold out of Barnes & Noble, well, it's a Barnes & Noble all over the world. You know what I'm saying? It's Barnes & Noble. It's not just around the corner from us. Amazon, it's all over the world. So when I told her, I said, send me a picture, she was like, oh, I'm not ready. I said, well, my deadline is in 3 days. They're asking me for a cover, so I was going to use you as one of the ladies. Well, see, this is my problem with that, and I'm not mad at her, but don't say you want to do something and you ain't ready. Okay, hold on just a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready. I'm not going to be caught short. And so, Sheila, all I'm saying is, girl, get ready for that thing that you want. Prepare. Do what you – there is no stopping. You can't tell people who have no legs they can't run in races. You can't tell some of them that because they have achieved that and they are winners and they have – you know what I'm saying? They have trophies to show for.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you can't limit nothing, honey. Whatever you say you want to do, do it. That's all I'm going to tell you. And let me tell you something else. Stop thinking we got to be, you know, not you, but I'm talking to everybody. Again, different avenues, different doors come open. Girl, I won't wait on nobody to tell me. I'd be like, I'm doing a photo shoot this weekend and get the phone out here. And I'm taking my pictures. Let me tell you how many people are getting famous now. Not everybody, but it's a lot of people getting famous just because they're being consistent. The thing that they're doing. So when somebody looking for somebody, they be like, hey, you know, it's a girl that does this show every Sunday. You see what I'm saying? But if they go on there and see that I failed and I dropped off for a whole year and then I decide to come back, well, see, I'm not showing myself to be somebody who is diligent, you know, or faithful to what it is I say I want to do. And so now people are like, Princess, when is your next book coming out? Well, I want to be like Samuel Jackson. Just like he said, gonna have movies coming out before you even finish watching another one. Because that's his job. That's what he wants to do as an actor. So as a writer, I'm gonna keep on writing. I'm gonna write for magazines. I'm just gonna keep on writing. Girl, I'm gonna write cards. I'm gonna write letters. I might write letters to some of y'all for listening to the show. I'm not gonna let the devil tell me what it is. I can't do no more. He can't keep lying to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so let's do it. And you need me to take pictures, call me. Cause, and then my daughter is a professional. You know, she went to SCAD. So we need some professional. We might have to tell her to come. Or look, you take them and let her pick them up, doctor them up, and then we'll just post them, honey, and send them to folks. I'm telling y'all, y'all be surprised. y'all, you know what I'm saying? Cut out the middleman and the footwork. You just go ahead and do it and say, what you do for a living? I model. I model whatever the name brand of clothes I got on, whatever shoes I got on. What's the name of them people? What's the name of the shoes you had on today? That's why I tell you, I model that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. That made me feel so much better.
Yes, get to it. Anybody else have a question before we go? I'm trying to look on Facebook. But like I said, y'all don't keep letting the devil tell y'all lies. And a lot of y'all doing stuff y'all never think y'all would be doing just because. And we done did that too long. Like over half of our lifetime, we have been doing things just to make it. And the Lord gave us these talents, and we really and truly have to trust him in those gifts and talents. We do. We just have to. Hold on 1 second. Caller 4723. Hello. caller 4723, if your last four digits are 4723. Say hello. All right, 9438. 9438. Okay, y'all. So I guess we'll wrap it up for today. Again, dreams do come true. Tanya is on Facebook. You can follow her on Facebook. I didn't forgot to ask her that question as to how you all can get in contact with her. She is an acting coach also for those of you that want to step out. So, Juanita, if you want to, you know, reach out to her. She is in Atlanta, Georgia. But trust me, honey, the way I got my first book out is I Skyped with my mentor. So there's no limit. There's no reason, you know, why you can't do what it is that you are set out. Oh, Angela says she's at the movie theater. See, that's dedication. I appreciate you, Angela, giving a shout out to you all that are sacrificing your time. And so I don't want to take away from your Sunday evening. You all have a wonderful, wonderful evening. My next week's guest is Sister Donna from my church. But I wanted to talk about you know, taking care of the elderly. There are a lot of friends that I have right now that are having to take care of their parents, and it's a lot. It's very different when the tables turn. So if you want to join me next week and learn, you may not need the information now, but you may need it later. You never know. Life has this way of turning things around. And then the week after that, my husband is going to join me with Women of Standard. Where are your standards? And he is getting ready. Because he says there's some things that you all do that you should allow your man to do and you should get out the way. And he had to teach me how to get out the way. So we pray that that show blesses you. And the week after that, I'm going to have Tina Beasley Ford. Now, she's another woman with a very powerful testimony. She's now doing a lot. So I'll be sharing that post. And the week after that, my cousin Mario Render, he's Pastor Mario Render, he's going to talk to you about going to prison. He actually committed a very harsh crime, but God allowed him to serve his time, and now he's out doing the work of the Lord. But I wanted him to share his testimony with you, and then we're going to get ready to start scheduling for December. So if you have a story to tell, please join me and send me an email at truthhealshurt@gmail.com. You can go to my website. You can put in Princess Gooden. You can put in Princess F.L. Gooden, or you can do Truth Heals Hurt. It'll take you all to the same location. And send me your story. You never know who you can help with your story. Now, if you don't send the story or if you don't say, well, I may have something or whatever, I may still track you down or may not. But if you know God called you to do something, y'all, let's stop this fear. Throw fear in the trash can. All right, y'all, it's time for me to go. Love y'all. Thank you for tuning in on
this. Oh, no. It's time to go. But I'll be back next week, same day, same time, but with a different guest. I'm out. Oh, oh, oh. Say